This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mark Boyle was just with us, the Pacers' 37-year play-by-play guy.
A lot of work.
That's a lot of basketball, isn't it?
Yes.
That's a lot of basketball. And to me, and I asked Mark about this, and he seemed to think, he's thinking along the same lines as we are. If you look at these two rosters, to me it screams, okay, what wins out? Is it the Cavaliers' combination of two really good guards who are on the smaller side and two really good big guys, Evan and Jarrett? And then, you know, so you got these two 6'1", 6'2 guys, and then you have 6'9 and 6'11 in Jared Allen and Evan Mobley. And then, you know, whatever you put it at small forward, whether that's Max Strus or Isaac Okoro for a given time, or DeAndre Hunter. And then Indiana has four guys who start who are between 6'4 and 6'8. So they have these longer bodies who can mess with the Cavs guards, but they don't have the bigger bodies other than Miles Turner. They have one, Miles Turner, who starts, who's 6'11", who's terrific. I like Miles Turner. So can the Cavs slow down these longer wing guys, basically, and a couple of them are guards, obviously, and can the Pacers not let either the two small guards for the Cavaliers or the two big guys for the Cavaliers dominate the series or dominate a game? So to me, it's a really interesting matchup in roster construction because they're very different.
But both teams like to score. both teams are very good in the fourth quarter. I he talked about the rebounding. I agree with him on that. I look at the series and I keep saying to myself, okay, this is going to be even. Yeah, and then I smack myself. It's not good. And then I punch myself and then I realize I'm looking in a mirror and then it's not good. But I just think the Cavs are a better team.
I don't think there's any question.
So at the end of the day, I ask myself, why am I completely nervous about this series? Well, I do think Indiana has the experience, more experience than the Cavaliers do.
They've had more playoff success than the Cavs had.
So I think those are the things that keep. I need them to play already. You know what I'm saying? Because the regular season didn't mean anything, especially at the end of the year. No one was playing in those last two games of the year. So it's all kind of mythical as we walk into this series. And, you know, I was a little nervous about Miami, too. I'm not going to lie. Because we kept asking ourselves, can we believe what we're seeing? Can we believe what we're seeing? And now you'll see this against a team that is worthy of answering that question and worthy of saying, if they can beat the Pacers here, then who knows what the ceiling is for the rest of the season. And the more I think about this, I want to have the confidence in the Cavaliers that I just say, you know what, the Cavs should beat these guys in six. I don't think there's any question about this. And go do it. Maybe they'll have an off night. Maybe they'll have one of those nights where no one gets hot or they don't have like they did in the beginning of the Miami series where they needed one guy to step up. They needed somebody to have a hot fourth quarter. They needed one guy to stand up above the rest. I think Indiana may have a couple of those guys too. That's, I think, our fear, and that maybe gives you the two in the six-game series. But if the Cavs play the way they know how to play, the way we've watched them play, if they move the ball, if they take smart shots, I still get so – and I say it every time I talk about this team. Nothing irritates me more than when they have a good lead and they step across the line and they take a shot like 5 seconds into the shot clock. They need to be smart against Indiana.
It's interesting to me that Mark brought up something that we talked about yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? That everything the Cavaliers have been great at this year, especially on the offensive side. You know, points. Cavs were first in the NBA, second in field goal percentage, second in three-point percentage. Everything the Cavs are great at, Indiana's pretty good at. And so,
but the rebounding part, I think he's right about that.
The rebounding is, well, and that's what, you know, that's one of the things that, I just threw out, Andy, because, you know, the Cavs have the two big guys. And that's a huge rebounding edge for the Cavaliers. They have Miles Turner, the Pacers. And other than that, you know, they're dealing with shorter guys, but not, you know, not 6'1", 6'2". And what, against many teams, huge advantage for the Cavaliers with offensive shooting, points, getting up and down the floor, not as big of an overall advantage for the Cavaliers against the Indiana Pacers. Doesn't mean it's not an advantage. It's just not a dominating situation as it was against many teams during the regular season. Bill called 216-474-0092. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. Jeff, hey, you're stealing my thunder, thank goodness. It's good. You know, this is where we have an advantage, and I think in basketball, it's always about where's the mismatch and where can you deliver on. And right now, the NBA is addicted to the three-point shot, and if we do that with our 2 6-foot-1 guards, we're playing into, it's not our weakness, but our strength was like one game with Miami. We scored 60 points in the paint. They scored 28. And so this is where if Mobley is leading our team in scoring or second in leading in scoring and shots.
Getting a lot of touches, Bill. I was just going to say that. Well, yep.
Well, Jeff, I thought you probably did, but he's got to have a lot of touches. And also, you know, both of the big men need a lot of touches. But anyway, if they do that, I don't think we'll have any trouble. Thanks a lot, you guys.
Right, Bill, thank you very much. I do think that I think the Cavs need to try to exploit the advantage that they have size-wise against Indiana, at least among the starters. Jim's in Strongsville. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys, listen, I don't care about two small guards. If the Cavaliers lose this series, it'll be a major disappointment for Cleveland, and it'll be considered a major upset. I don't think there's a single guy on Indiana's roster matched up with the Cavaliers' counterpart is better. Maybe you can make an argument for Halliburton, but I would say that Halliburton, that's very close. And we're putting all this stuff on the big guys. Look, what it's going to come down to is what it always comes down to in the NBA, who shoots better, and particularly who shoots better from three. That's where the Cavaliers are good. I don't care that they're two small guards. Guess why? Because Darius Garland, at least lately, has been shooting the lights out. So you know what? I will trade 2 for 3 all day long with their big guards on Darius Garland. I would welcome Indiana to shoot and go 2 for 3 with us. That's just a recipe for disaster. I think we've seen from the Celtics, Golden State, and everybody else that 3 is more than 2.
The only thing there, Jim, Indiana's pretty good at shooting threes. They were ninth best in the NBA. It was 36.8 for them, 38.8 for the Cavs. So
how many more did we make, though?
I don't have in front of me.
Value matters, too. Value matters in this, Jeff. You know what I mean?
Well, it does as long as you're hitting them. And the Cavs certainly hit them during the regular season. There's no question about that.
And they hit them in this last series against Miami.
We're going to Cavalanche them. I don't care about our small guards.
Cavalanche. Nice. All right, Jim. Later, thanks, boys. Buddy. Appreciate that. And that's possible, Andy. It certainly is. I just, you know, in basketball, I think certainly more than in baseball, you know, the pitcher-batter matchup is a big deal. But, and more in football, man, matchups and the way a roster is constructed, and that gives coaches something to attack. You know, we're going to try this, we're going to do this. And if it doesn't work, then you adjust. You know, you'll have to adjust. And if it doesn't work and you can't adjust, well, then the other team wins the series, right?
Right.
And so I think that's what we're going to see as this thing unfolds a little bit. How does that first game play out? Is Jim right? Do the Cavs put up so many threes and they hit them? Or do the Cavs put up a lot of threes, don't hit them? Does the length of Indiana out on the wings, out in the backcourt, you know, I mean, Halliburton's 6'5", big wingspan. He's going to be on Mitchell or Garland. Is he going to affect their shots? As Mark Boyle just told us,
I don't know. I mean, both those guys are good at getting around guys. I mean, sure. I mean, they're really good at getting
without
around
question,
guys.
Sure. And as Mark just told us, Nembhard, Nesmith, best defensive guys in the backcourt. Well, they're 6'4" and I think 6'6". You know, does that affect the Cavs guards? We'll find out. You know, clearly, Darius Garland can play well against bigger competition. Clearly, Donovan Mitchell has no problem playing well against big competition. Does that happen in this series? So that's, to me, one of the fascinating things to watch as we get this thing rolling.
I don't know. I'm just looking for a fast-paced, high-scoring, ball-moving series where the Cavs are just a little bit better. And I like the Cavs bench. Both teams can play really well in the fourth quarter. Is it going to be even? Yeah, it's going to be a tougher series than it was against Miami. It better be. I mean, Miami was the 10 seed.
Well, it has to be. Miami was awful.
I'm
stunned. I'm still stunned.
I don't want to sit here and go, oh, the Pacers. Like, I believe in the Cavaliers, and I think that they should win the series, and I don't want to go into this timid or scared. Like, I'm glad I'm not playing.
Well, you shouldn't be.
Well, I mean, but if you're listening to what people are saying, it's like, I don't know about this, Cleveland. You got a challenge. Let's see if you're worthy to play Boston. And I'm just like, come on. Did you watch them all regular season for whatever it's worth? Like, I believe this team should have the confidence to go in there and think that they're going to be able to take care of business and move on to the next round. Am I going to say sweep? No. But they should be able to go in there, implement their dominance, do it right out of the gate in game one, and let's go. I'm not sitting around here talking about, stop it. Stop it. We're a damn good basketball team. I'm tired of like trying to inflate the other team. But it's not. I know it's not that way, but everything I'm hearing is about how Indiana is this and Indiana is that, and they can do this and they can match up with this. But I think we forget about how good our own team is. So I want to see these guys go out there, and I'd love to see them kick their you-know-what.
Danny Green, former Cavalier, our Odyssey NBA insider, will join us at 1 o'clock. Schedule change, Daryl Ryder coming up at 12:40. Up next, Browns did something in the draft that everybody went, oh my gosh, what are they doing? What they're actually doing is something that's been done numerous times in recent history. Next on Baskin and Phelps.